Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for everything that goes on here. And send your cards and letters to me. It is just the two of us again, by the way. I want to talk about truth and logic for a minute. And I'm referring to the circumstances that America finds itself in right now. We've got some really bizarre things happening that seem to be in control. Some bizarre power situations that are going on right now. When we've got people in America who say something that is their belief, not mean, not hateful, not inflammatory, and to a large degree, something that maybe most, if not a minority, at least, of people would agree with and wouldn't think was unreasonable to say. In fact, in America, most people would defend, to the death, your right to say it. And that's something we've been saying here in America for a long time. I disagree with you, Blasingame, but I defend to the death your right to say it. That has been a hallmark declaration of America for over 200 years. It is basically the first line of the Bill of Rights that this country was founded on. The Bill of Rights, the idea of a Bill of Rights wasn't new. The English did it 100 years before. But we modeled ours after theirs, and ours was sans kings, no monarchy. But the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, free speech, free association, that right, people have lost that right. There have been people who have been fired because of that, because all they said was something that they believed. Again, that was not inflammatory. It just didn't go along with the orthodoxy of the moment. Now, you have to look at that, folks. Anybody in America who's reasonable, from whatever background, you have to look at that kind of thing going on right now, and you have to say the reason and the logic and the truth of all that would tell you, if you look at it from that perspective, would tell you that that is wrong. Whether you agree with what the person said or not, that person being harmed because they said it is wrong. It is un-American. This cannot stand. And I don't care who you are, what your background is, you have to, if you're an American, you have to stand up for that. You have to stand up against that. Another thing, when you see statues being torn down, at first the statues were racially motivated, right? And even though you might not have agreed with that, you could say, okay, well, number one, I get their sentiment, but number two, that's public property. You don't have the, it's a crime to destroy public property. Why aren't those people being held accountable? That's the forces I'm talking about that seem to be in control right now. But here's the logic part. Here's the truth and the logic part. They're now tearing down statues that have nothing to do with racial situation. They're just statues. They're historical figures. So where's the truth in that? Where's the reason in that? Where's the logic in that? So now we're talking about just destructive forces. We're not talking about forces with a cause, forces with a grievance, forces with some kind of an argument to make. We're just talking about forces that are just wanting to be destructive. Start watching for that, folks. Start noticing the fact that a lot of these things that you might have agreed with a month ago, now you realize that they're basically just trying to tear us down. And I don't think most Americans want that to happen. We have to start differentiating, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. I want to remind you to believe in each other as we believe in ourselves.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.